In California, American Indian tribes, who once had very little voice in state government, have become major political players. Thanks to the tremendous success of Indian casinos, tribes are now some of the biggest donors to California political campaigns. However, a few tribes have balked at reporting those contributions, as required by state law, arguing their sovereign status exempts them. California has taken one tribe to court in what could become a landmark case. From Sacramento, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
While many Native American casinos are in rural areas with little chance of attracting hordes of gamblers, the Agua Caliente Band of Cahuilla Indians has no such worries. Its reservation is right in downtown Palm Springs, and the tribe's two casinos do a booming business. That has enabled the Agua Caliente Band to become one of the state's most generous campaign contributors. But California's campaign watchdog agency, the Fair Political Practices Commission, alleges the tribe has been unlawfully late reporting more than $8 million in donations since 1998. Jim Knox heads California Common Cause, which brought the original complaint against the tribe.
They're asserting that because of their tribal sovereignty, they are not subject to the same reporting laws that all other political donors and lobbyists are. So to allow that to stand would really undermine the system.
Tribal officials did not respond to requests for interviews, but in court they argue not only that they are immune from reporting laws, but also that the state doesn't even have the right to sue a sovereign tribe to enforce such laws. After a court hearing in the case this week, Art Bunce, an attorney for the Agua Caliente Band, explained to reporters why the tribe is fighting state oversight.
Because it is unseemly for one sovereign to submit to another's. Both states and the tribes are subservient to the federal sovereignty. The tribe is not subservient to the state sovereignty.
So are you using this case as an opportunity to assert your tribal sovereignty?
The tribe asserts its sovereignty every day in every way.
A long legal history backs up the idea that tribes are generally exempt from many state regulations, at least on their reservations. The question here is whether by taking part in California elections, tribes are waiving that right. Some tribes in the state have voluntarily complied with the campaign finance law. During the hearing, lawyer Art Bunce said the Agua Caliente Band might be willing to do the same, but only if it can negotiate a government-to-government agreement with the state. That caused Fair Political Practices Commission Chairman Karen Getman to challenge Bunce to make a deal right there on the spot.
We will march together to the governor's office right now, if that's your wish, and to talk about...
He's got a speech in 2 hours.
He's got an hour. It's a very interesting proposition.
And you'll drop the lawsuit?
You know, that's the offer that we made this summer.
But the exchange turned testy and no deal was reached, at least not in front of reporters. Jim Knox of Common Cause says as he sees it, the Agua Caliente Band is trying to have it both ways.
Under federal and state law, foreign governments are not allowed to make contributions to candidates or political campaigns. So it seems to me if the tribes want to declare themselves immune from that, they should voluntarily not engage in the political system.
But the tribe says U.S. law has long held that Indian nations are considered domestic, not foreign nations, and have full rights to engage in the political process. The outcome of this case will be closely watched by states and tribes all over the country. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Sacramento.